Cliffo and Bronte.
It's Wednesday, Cliffo and Bronte podcast. Hello, Podders. Hello, Bronte Langbrook.
That's how hot it is. This is a hot pod, and it's a hot day in Queensland.
As Nelly would say.
Oh, not from the beginning. Hot,
yeah, I'm going to make you wait to the chorus. Let's get to it, Nelly.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. What is it, El Nino?
El Nino. Yes, making it hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
But this pod is hot too.
We're taking calls on that. Plus, we asked the question on the pod today, how late was the bride to a wedding?
Yes, and I liked your glitter bomb story.
Well, I liked your slip, slop, slap.
Oh, see, guys, we just like each other's stuff.
The jingle has been, the slip, slop, slap thing has been put into a hall of fame that I'm a little shocked actually exists.
Uh-huh.
There's
it's
a
in
hall
Canberra,
of fame
though.
For everything these days. Well, that doesn't shock me.
But it is hot, so remember,
yes,
the lesson from the thing, slip on a
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, what do you do?
Slap on a hat.
Slop on some sunscreen.
Slip, slop. Yeah. Just listen.
You know what?
Out.
Just sit under a tree. Drink water, you'll be
just
fine.
Stay inside.
Stay inside.
Listen to the podcast.
It's coming up on the Cliffo and Bronte Pod. I'm Cliffo, and I believe in second chances.
And I'm Bronte, and I just want to win again.
Can you beat Bronte? Redemption round.
He won on Monday.
Yes.
He won yesterday. He's the carryover champ, going for the three-peat. Getting it done, Dave. Welcome back to the show, brother.
G'day.
Hello. Have we got our questioning hat on, as we like, as you like to do, just asking questions about the questions?
No, I'm a changed man. No more questions from me.
So we had to call you this morning because Beck, our producer's gone on a holiday to Thailand. And Dave, off air, you went, oh, she's had enough of me, has she? Asking questions about the questions. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, no, that happened.
That
happened. We silenced
sorry.
Him.
That happened.
Concentrate,
for
Dave.
For once, he has no questions. Let's meet his competitor. It's Mad Dog Michael. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Hey, mate.
Hello, Michael. So, Michael, I beat him 4-2, and he is actually someone who actively vowed redemption at the time, Michael. You said you were going to come back for more.
It was only 50 bucks that day, but I still get that.
Only 50 bucks.
50 bucks. Michael, if you're on speaker as well, take it off speaker, mate.
Pull over and take us off speaker,
you're
mate.
Going
you're
going
to have
booth.
A bit of time because we're putting you in the soundproof booth. But, yeah, it sounds like you're in a spaceship, so.
Fair enough.
Bye, Michael.
Into the soundproof booth. And for you, Davey, we're going to rack up 5 questions in 30 seconds. You good to go, brother?
I am.
All right, Dave. 5 questions, 30 seconds, as Cliffo said. And your time starts now. Which organ's main function includes removing toxins?
Kidney.
How many millimetres are in a centimetre?
10.
Which 2009 film is the highest grossing movie of all time?
Pass.
What is the rarest M&M colour?
Purple.
What Italian city is known for its canals?
Venice.
Okay.
5 in 30. Don't say anything, Dave, about your run. We'll keep it secret. Michael, is he? Michael, are you out of the wind tunnel, brother?
Bloody oath.
Hello, that's a clear line.
That's what we like.
All right, you will have the same 5 questions, the same 30 seconds, Michael. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, your time starts now. Which organ's main functions include removing toxins?
Lungs.
How many millimetres are in a centimetre?
10.
Which 2009 film is the highest grossing movie of all time?
2009. Pass.
What is the rarest M&M colour?
Green.
Which Italian city is known for its canals?
Venice.
Which 2009 film is the highest grossing movie of all time?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, fun.
Ghostbusters.
Both of you guys passed on that one.
Yeah. I'll go through the answers. So the main.
Glad I remember them where I am. 2009.
I know. What organ's main function includes removing toxins? It is not the kidney or the lungs. It is the liver.
Okay.
which you both got wrong. How many millimetres are in a centimetre? You both got this right. It is 10, so one apiece. Which 2009 film is the highest grossing of all time? It is Avatar. The blue guys. So still on one each. What is the rarest M&M colour? You said purple, Dave. Michael said green. It is actually brown, apparently. Mm. So still on one each. And which Italian city is known for its canals? It is Venice, which you both got. So two each.
Which means...
awesome.
Tiebreaker! Oh. So how this works, guys, Langers is going to ask one question. You buzz in with your name. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you are disqualified. You are out. Hands on buzzers, guys. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
In grammar, a naming word is called a what?
Dave.
Dave.
Noun.
Noun.
Yeah, I'm not happy with my answer because I'm not good at that stuff, but.
Well, you should be, mate.
You should be very happy because it is correct.
Well,
is
yeah! Right?
What a clue.
Dave!
Good on you, Dave. Oh, mate, got skin in my teeth.
And by the length of your vocal cords.
He just got there. Mad Dog Michael, thank you for... You came back for redemption. You didn't quite get there. But thanks for having a shot at it, brother.
I'll wander back into my hole.
Oh, Michael.
Good on you, Michael. Dave, he's done the three-peat. Coming back for Dave. Mate, two more wins and you are the people's dud. This is incredible.
With $500 in your back pocket, now you can start thinking about how you spend that.
No.
Any questions on the questions, or you really are a changed man?
Oh, what a shame. No, We're out of time. We've got to go.
Looking for questions, I was happy.
Good.
All right, Dave. Dave, we're going to call you back. We're going to play again same time. We will find a new potential victim.
Yes.
Oh, man, he is becoming the Goliath and not the Dave.
Can you beat Dave?
Can you beat Dave? Redemption round. There she is. We have defrosted Mariah Carey. Michael Bublé is emerging from his cave as we speak. As the countdown in front of me says, we have 40 days, 40 sleeps, until the big man with the red sack will be down our chimneys. Or as I had to say to my kids the other day, because Charlie, who's only four, was like, Dad, we don't have a chimney.
Oh, what do you say?
I'd say the truth. Santa's got a master key.
Exactly, the skeleton key.
The key to the city. 40 days to Christmas. However, yesterday... I may not have been a magical little Christmas elf. I may have been more of a Christmas Grinch concerning my 9-year-old daughter, Matilda.
Okay.
Now, as you're well aware, for the last 3 months, maybe a little bit more, we have had to borrow a car.
That's right.
Because my wife was in a bit of an accident that was pretty scary. She's A-okay, don't worry about it. But it messed up our car real good.
Mm-hmm.
And our GP, who has been our family GP forever... was looking over Michelle because she had a bad head or whatever afterwards. And he's like, we've got a spare car. Take the car. God.
He's the kind of guy that, like, it's Christmas every day. If he's that generous. Right?
Just a superb human. And, like, seriously, like, our lives have just would have been so horrible without that second car. I start work early in the morning. So it's just been such a big help. So I made sure that when our car got all fixed and we picked it up on Friday, I made sure over the weekend I have meticulously cleaned this thing, mate.
I don't doubt it. I feel like you're the type of person, very appreciative of people helping you out. And I even asked, have you gone to get the car detailed? And you said, we're going to do it a couple of times.
Yeah, did it myself.
Yep.
Got the Dyson in there. I got the Armor All. Did the windows with the Windex, the whole thing. Got a bit tired after that. It was a hot day, so ran it through. Did the premium car wash.
Oh, splurge.
You
know what
I mean? Yeah, I only ever do basic. So, you know, I'm taking it serious. Filled it up full of gas and all that. And had a couple of minutes to spare before I dropped it back to his work yesterday.
Mm.
And opposite where we were, a little pop-up Christmas shop has opened.
Oh.
So my daughter and I, we walk in and I buy this little glittery Christmas tree ornament.
Cute.
It's only about $6 or $7. Thought, oh, there's a nice little spot like on the mantle where that'll go.
Yep.
So buy it, put it in a bag. And yeah, that's when we're then driving to drop off the car, the, like I say, immaculate condition car, to the point where I wouldn't let my daughter eat in it after school yesterday.
No, fair enough.
No, you're not going to eat it. So what does she do? She pulls out this glitter covered Christmas tree out of the bag and then proceeds to try and jam it into the cup holder between the driver's side and the passenger side.
What?
And do you know what happens with like a glittery Christmas tree when you try to jam it into a cup holder?
That I can imagine. I can imagine.
Glitter goes everywhere.
Like
so,
like the snow falling on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so, but a lot less magical. I lose it. I will not say on radio what I said, but I will say that Cliffo, the hanky carrier, finally that hanky came in very, very handy. It's getting hot in here, so hot. So take off all your clothes. 13:10:60 right now. What melted, cooked, or burnt? That shouldn't have.
Yeah,
in a heat wave.
Heat wave.
Like a heat wave.
Yeah, sure.
Parts of Queensland hitting the 40s, including Longreach, 43 today and tomorrow.
Mm.
Heatwave declared across the state. But they're saying maybe a reprieve towards the end of the week when we'll have a little bit of rain. Often that happens after a bit of heat, you'll get a bit of rain.
Yeah, but then the storms come.
Then maybe a bit of that action too.
Yeah.
Old El Nino. Sounds like a delicious brand of Mexican
it really does.
Tacos or something, but no, it's a weather pattern you want to avoid. But yeah, hot over the next few days. I told you about the eggs we left in the boot.
Yeah.
And then when my wife went to crack them, they were cooked. And my friend on Facebook who had candles in a candelabra, so hot in her house when she was at work, that the candles melted and they made like a U-bend.
Oh my God. God.
Completely bent themselves into like a U-shape.
So you cooked eggs, there were melted candles, and I burned after leaving a mozzie coil outside on a table, burnt the rust into the table? Yeah, in the furnished apartment, so that's going to be hard to...
Mortine doesn't put that on the boxes of the coils, do they?
Oh, no.
Watch out for that. 13:10:60, one of our younger listeners first, Bryce, is here. Morning, Bryce. What melted... or cooked or burnt in a heatwave at your place?
In the car, there were some crayons in the sunlight.
Oh, no.
Oh, these were your crayons, were they, Bryce?
Yep.
Oh, well, and did they just melt to a liquid? What happened?
Like Play-Doh, basically.
Oh.
I bet Mum and Dad love that melted into the upholstery of their car, Bryce. It's great. Brett's next. Brett, what are we talking about? Was it a melt or a cook or a burn?
Mate, I was working at a steel company up north and it was that bloody hot. Mm. My boss said, oh, yeah, and it's Friday and usually you buy a carton of beer and have a sausage sizzle. But he goes, I'll show you, young fellas, how hot this steel is. And he bought, like, you know, them cheap Woolworths packs of sausages and he put the 24 sausages on top of the steel and cooked them. He didn't even need a barbecue because it was like 40 degrees. But the steel was like double that, so I cooked the sausages just on the steel.
Yum! I love a sausage.
Don't let Bunnings hear that. Knock it off. They'll save on their gas bill. Chantel is here. Chantel, what are we talking, a burn or a cook or a melt?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but you know the phone holders that you have that you suction cap to your window?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So I lived up in Gladstone for quite some time, and it's actually melted to my window. I can't take it off. So when I get my windscreen replaced, it's going to have to go with it.
Windscreen's so bright, I'm like, well, that's an addition we weren't expecting. Going to put Bronte under the pump here. Because she's trying to find the clue literally as I am recording. If you're not across this, Alpha Bucks back tomorrow, Thursday, the 16th of November. I can't speak much slower than that. I hope you found a clue.
I'm ready now.
Look at you. What do we got?
Look, I have so much power right now because I have the Alpha Bucks sheet in front of me right now. I can give you all 10 answers. Yeah,
usually
if I
the clue is picked for us, and there is a reason for that. Bronte highlighting that reason right now. Pick one. It's
okay.
Like me with kids at like in the lolly aisle or something. Pick one. One.
No, I want to give all of them. No. All right. I'll give you this one and you can guess what you think the answer is.
Okay.
So the free answer is going to be Inception.
Name a film starting with I.
Maybe more specific.
Name a film that confused the hell out of Cliffo.
Probably too specific.
Inception. Right.
Somewhere in the middle there, but that's the free answer. So okay. I is your letter, Inception is your free answer.
I don't think we're supposed to say that. Yeah, there's too much power. I don't think you're supposed to say the question. We just said I is your free letter. Inception, your free answer for tomorrow's alphabet.
This is WTF.
Wednesday.
Each year from May to November, Cliffo, more than 40,000 humpback and southern right whales make their way along Sydney's coastline. Someone who knows that.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you very much. Up close and personal, Jason Breen is a Sydney resident who was really taking whale season to the next level. Jason, can you tell us a bit about what happened?
Yeah, look, just went out early one morning, about 10:30 on the northern beaches here in Sydney. One of my favourite beaches, just headed out, wing foiling, turned around to come back into the beach, not that far off the beach, hey, probably maybe 600 metres. Mm. Noticed to my right just a massive object coming out of the water. And it was a breaching humpback whale, which came totally out of the water and then landed completely on top of me.
So for those who don't know, wind foiling is similar to wind surfing. So it was just you, I'll say board because I don't really know the term, your board and a whale coming out of the water. Number one thing I've learned is whales don't look before they breach, Jason.
So true, mate. Look, I did have to change my board shorts after it, but look, it was just freaky, hey? It was just a one in a million chance, and it just so happened to be filmed as well, because on the way in, after it happened, I came back in and told my mates, and they've just gone, no way. You know, like, he's made this story up. They didn't believe me at all. And then when they saw the footage on the news that night, they went, oh, maybe he did get hit by a whale.
Yes. Luckily, your GoPro was on. It captured this footage. So take us back to that moment. Like you said, you saw something kind of out of the corner of your eye. What is it like to have a humpback whale calf fall on you like that?
Yeah, look, as it came out of the water, it just got bigger and bigger, hey? So, like, it came out. I knew it was a whale straight away, not a shark, because it was just too big.
Right.
And then as it came up, it just got bigger and bigger until it was basically above my head. Wow. And that was about the point where I went, you know what, I think I'm in a little bit of trouble, because there's only one way that whale's going to come down, and that's straight on top of me. So it sort of hit me on the chest and the shoulder and the side of the face. And then sort of the worst bit was my leg rope got caught around the whale as it dove down. So I got held underwater for about 20 seconds or so. So that was the worst bit, because I couldn't get up. And that's when I honestly thought, you know what, that's it. It's all over. It's finished. And then luckily it broke right at the last second.
So the whale that jumped on you was just a bebe, but still probably the size of like a medium-sized SUV, still absolutely huge. If it was a fully grown whale, would we be talking to you right now?
No, mate. And to be honest, if it was 6 inches either way, you wouldn't be talking to me either. If it hit me straight on the head, I was lucky it hit me on the left side. If it hit me straight on the head, it just would have broken my neck. Because you're still talking like, I reckon it was a juvenile humpback. So we're probably still talking 12 to 15 ton. And then when 12 to 15 tons out of the water, it's just a dead drop down. So, but I'm lucky it wasn't a full mum, hey, because the mums have barnacles all over them. And I felt the whale again. Yeah, would have, man. Would you just cut me up? Would have cheese grated me. So.
Wow. There's a lot of things that were, you know, lucky that it wasn't this and wasn't that, and you are here to tell us. Have you gone back in the water? Has this scared you off for a little while?
No, sweetie. Like, I'm straight back in, hey, because, like, it's such a beautiful creature, a whale. If it was a shark and trying to kill me or eat me, then 100% you'd have reservations. But because it's a whale, I know it wasn't trying to hurt me. It was probably just trying to hug me. Aww. So yeah. I'm all fine to go back in because, it was all fine.
His Good. Name's Jason Breen, but we call him Mr. Wrong Place, Wrong Time. it's an incredible video, an incredible story. Jace, thanks for joining us and sharing it today, mate.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Cheers. Have a great day.
Over the weekend, we saw ex-Nationals leader, former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, tie the knot with his former staffer and former mistress, Vicky Campion. Had a bit of a bush bash wedding out in the Tablelands in New South Wales. Looked like a fun ceremony, but not everyone probably loving the beginning of it because she was over an hour late.
Mate.
Not a good start.
It's warming up too.
Yes.
Not fun.
And you've been a celebrant before and you've seen brides be late and how it can affect the whole rest of the ceremony.
Oh, this ruined the whole ceremony. It was in the blazing sunlight, middle of summer. Bride was about 45, 50 minutes late, no water. So it was just the whole vibe of it. Was it like the last 10 seconds of radio? Very, very average.
So we want to know, 13, 10, 60, how late was the bride?
Trace, how late was the bride?
I was the bride and I was half an hour late.
Tracy, what happened?
But for a good reason. So one of the elderly ladies that was meant to come to the wedding got put into hospital just prior to the wedding. So I felt really bad. So I took me and all my bridesmaids up to the hospital so I could see her before I got married.
Now, that's sick. That's awesome.
We'll allow that.
That is, yeah. That, what do we say, about 20 minutes we think is acceptable. That's a good enough reason, Trace.
Absolutely.
Paul is a celebrant, Paul. Yes. How late was your latest bride?
The latest bride I've had so far is 1.5 hours late.
Stop.
Yeah, we're a little concerned.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. Come on.
Yeah.
You can watch a movie in that time, Paul.
Any excuse?
You could. I believe it was to do with the zipper. So, but thankfully, their marriage is still good. They're a lovely couple and they're still happily married. So it's all good.
That's fair enough.
Bronte laughs.
But the problem now I find is guests. Guests are getting late.
Are they really?
Oh, God, I think I'm probably
guests late are getting late. Oh, if the wedding starts at 3, the guests should be there between 2:30 and 2:45 at the latest.
You heard it from Paul.
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah, Paul. Bronte's like going to have to speed up that wedding prep. Elise is here. Elise, how late was the bride?
I was 45 minutes late to my own wedding.
Oh, no. What caused the delay?
We got married in Palm Cove, and so thankfully the wedding dress shop was right up the road from where we were getting ready. Mm. They dropped off my dress. We were running late as it was, and I went to get in my dress. They added eyelet buttons all the way down the back of the zipper. You know those really tiny, annoying buttons?
Yeah.
Then we realized they forgot my veil.
Oh, no.
Then the driver didn't know where to drop the bridesmaids to. And then lastly, to top it all off, we get there and my sister-in-law was like, it's okay, but do you have the flower girl's flowers? And I look at my poor little five-year-old niece who starts bawling her eyes out, so I start bawling my eyes out.
Oh, God. Are you still married? Okay. Like, is all well
with it? We are still married.
If you had said then we divorced, I'd be like,
God.
Well, it was said to happen. It was fate. Tanya, what happened? How late was the bride?
Yes, it was my cousin, and she was an hour and a half late as well.
Oh, no. Why? What happened?
Well, it was a bit of a cliche because it was a flat tire. So the groom and everybody didn't actually know for a full hour, so he was starting to sweat. So Tubby went and grabbed him a beer to calm his nerves.
That's a good friend.
Needs something stronger than a beer. Sarah, we're going to end on you, Sarah. How late was the bride to the wedding?
Hello. Well, first up, happy hump day. I feel it hasn't been set for a while.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Sarah.
I love
it's Wednesday.
Sarah.
Hump day's not a thing, all right?
Ah, gotcha.
Hurry up, tell your story.
Okay, fine. So I was a guest at the wedding and the whole bridal party was half an hour late and they ended up in the parking lot having a smoke waiting because one of the groomsmen forgot his suit pants.
What is with pants? I've been to so many weddings where grooms have forgotten their pants.
What's how?
I don't know. Clippo, on behalf of men?
Let's just say, pants are warm, guys. When you get that breeze up there, it's nice. Very old school, almost night at the museum vibe from Bronte Langbrook this morning.
Why do I look like I belong in a museum because I'm as beautiful as a piece of art?
With the pearls that you're wearing and the old lady
gloves.
Cardigan and the...
Yeah. Look, we're not going back too far. We're going back to 1981 when an ad campaign was run for the very first time and it was done in conjunction with the Anti-Cancer Council of Victoria. It became one of the quintessential sounds of Australia. It is a message that, especially going into this heat wave we're about to have, we still all should live by. and it has officially been inducted into a very special kind of hall of fame. It is Slip, Slop, Slap.
Slop, slap,
Danny.
Slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen.
That's right. He used to talk like this.
Sid the Seagull.
That's right. And there's an animated thing. Mm-hmm. Very old school now. Like,
yes.
Compared to what we see now with CGI and stuff, it looked like it was drawn.
They have actually updated Sid the Seagull to a CGI kind of cartoon you're talking about. You can find the ad on YouTube, but the original one is still there. And, yeah, from 1981 until now, we all know Slip, Slop, Slap. The jingle was created by a man called Philip Adams. It has become the longest running advert in Australian history.
Really?
The Slip, Slop, Slap ad.
Even beating the Psyche Expo.
Unfortunately.
See the Expo cookie.
And also the Reading Writing Hotline.
Oh, classic.
But now the jingle, as I mentioned, made originally for the Anti-Cancer Council, has been chosen for the Sounds of Australia Registry, and it is going into the National Film and Sound Archive.
In Canberra.
Be recognised forever.
Yeah.
So that is happening this week. Also, a few other big songs that we know and love, including How's That?
How's That? This is a great song.
Yep, that's gone in the Hall of Fame.
They wheel this out for the summer of cricket every year.
Don't they? And it's Darryl Braithwaite singing that, as I found out this morning. And also heading in there is the like iconic I Am Australian anthem from The Seekers. Which this isn't it, but this is The Seekers.
This isn't it.
We don't have it in our system.
We don't have it on the system. But
you know it.
I'm just a fan of Georgie Girl. Your number one hit music station needs a little bit more Georgie Girl at 7:55 on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.